Welcome to the Friendship Quest, where we'll answer all your questions, or we'll do our best to figure it out. Let's give it a try, and we'll keep on going until we die.
Until we die!
Hello, and welcome to yet another fine episode of the Friendship Quest. All the powers of the universe have converged upon this wonderful meeting of me and my good friend Katie.
Well, that overran a little bit, didn't it?
Well, it was punctuating my sentence, uh-huh. No?
Yeah. I can't tell on my end, so...
We'll find out in the edit.
Yeah.
Well, you've slowed it down enough so that it stretches over everything I've said.
We're back.
Again.
On time.
We're on time for our bi-weekly, that is fortnightly, podcast.
Yeah, we're that good. Although, do you know what hasn't happened?
What?
A TikTok video.
Ah, classic.
Look, we're back on track with the TikToks though now. I will get there. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm unemployed, so.
Mm. Always a good trick.
Now I've got the time on my hands.
When you need to get something done.
Yeah.
But do we have anything at all, Katie?
We do.
To share with the
listeners. We have a very exciting new feature.
Ooh.
So, if you listen to the podcast on Spotify, which I would now highly recommend, there is a new feature on there for you to interact with us. So it is super simple and Ooh. Just gives us some things to talk about. So, with each episode, we will now put up a poll where you can vote about whatever we're putting up a poll about, and also a Q&A where you can put your answers to our questions and we will read them out. So... our poll from our last episode that was about Halloween was, what's the best Halloween activity? So I put up all the ones we talked about, pumpkin carving, mm-hmm. trick-or-treating, spooky movies, costume party, haunted house. What do you think won, John?
I haven't seen it. What's the... I feel like movies might win.
Ding, ding, ding.
Was I right?
Yeah.
Hey.
Spooky movies won. And I Very did watch good. A spooky movie for Halloween.
Did you? What yeah. did you watch?
We watched The Conjuring.
Oh. It sounds like all those other Halloween movies.
It does. Very similar vibes. Okay. I find it really hard to sit through them, though, because I just find them funny.
Yeah.
Like, it just don't quite hit home for me. There's something so ridiculous about it that when the spooky things happen, I just laugh instead. But it was a good time. It was a good part of my Halloween.
Good. I'm glad the tradition continues.
Did you watch any spooky movies?
I did not.
That's so sad.
I had a party, though. We all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
No movies were watched.
And we revealed our costumes in the last episode, so you need to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
And answer our question and poll for this episode, which we don't know what they are yet, but I will invent them when I put up this episode.
Wait. Answer the poll, send us comments, send us emails at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to say. And if you leave something, it'll almost certainly get read out.
Almost certainly.
I don't know if that's like an enticement or not.
Well, if you wanted to just send us an email but didn't want it reading out, you can just put in your email that you don't want it read out and we won't.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, it's
also nice.
There's
certain things you don't want read out, or you don't want your name read out, anything like that, just let us know.
Any details you don't want read out in your email, let us know. But if you can give us some content, that'd be great.
We will greedily feast upon it and regurgitate it back. To our audience.
Wonderful.
Well, Katie, the times have turned.
What?
And I want to know what our question is today.
Do you?
Yes. What's our question today?
Our question today is, what is fate?
Very spooky. It feels a bit Halloween-y, but like,
it
you
does.
Know.
Well, it is, in my opinion, still spooky season. And I'm sorry, if you think it's festive season now, we are not on the same team.
We are not friends.
I can't deal with it. It's still spooky season.
I feel like November needs its own thing. I mean, it does have its own things. Happy Diwali.
Yeah, happy... hang on. Is that not today?
I think it is.
Oh, when we're recording, sorry.
When we're recording.
Oops.
It's my half birthday tomorrow when we're recording. It's also Guy Fawkes night tomorrow when we're recording.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
So, you know, there's all sorts of things.
What even is the point of Guy Fawkes night anymore? Anyway, not the
point. We just needed a reason to have fireworks that wasn't Diwali.
Not the point. It's still spooky season, which means we're still doing some sort of kind of...
mystical.
Yeah.
Powerful. Ooh, what's going on? Now, this is an interesting topic, I think, because the opinions are wide and varied.
Yes.
Especially... it's a trend among our generation and younger, which I didn't really see coming. Got to admit, strange as it is to say, I couldn't predict this future.
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit about, I believe, both fate and destiny, which from some Googling, slightly different. So I'm going to let you know now what the difference
is. Enlighten me, please.
But when we inevitably use these terms interchangeably, because... we're scrubs and we don't know what we're talking about. Please ignore that. But this is the definition. So fate is talking about the present. So all of the things that you've done, decided on, have led you to this moment right now. So you'd say, oh, this feels like fate that this has happened. Destiny is about the future and you can't change it. That is where you're heading in the future. So that's the difference there, John.
So could you say that tomorrow's destiny... wait, no. I've got to think about this one. Tomorrow's fate is today's destiny. Or not? Or is it different? More fundamentally?
I feel like fate is just something happens that was supposed to happen. It's like, whoa, this is fate. Whereas destiny is like... something that you are forced towards.
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
It's your destiny.
I'm already thinking too hard and it's hurting.
Yeah, we don't want to overload you. Well, destiny is such a cool word, isn't it, on its own? Destiny. I don't know why it sounds cool,
but
it does.
Well, I feel like that's why they use it in movies all the time.
It's your destiny.
Do you not get a bit sick of that? I get a bit sick of that in movies.
It's a little bit of a cliche, isn't it? You're a destined hero or whatever.
And then it's like, oh, well, then I know what's going to happen. Because you're literally saying nothing can be done to change it. That is what's going to happen. Cough, cough, Harry Potter. When you think
about
it.
Clever prophecy. I guess it's prophecy, isn't it? Is the other part of it.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like, because I like when things come true, but not in a way that you expect. Like, if you try to avoid it, it still happens or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it's
still a bit... I do like that
bit...
some of the time, but some of the time it's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like spoilers.
It's like... I suppose so. I've never really thought about it as spoilers before, but, you know. What do you think about destiny, Katie? Do you have a destiny?
I don't know. No.
You don't know?
No, as in I was going to say something and then it turned into no. destiny, no.
Destiny, no? Fate, maybe?
I mean, once again, I can't believe that. But there are times where it's like, this coincidence is very strange. Like,
this
how did that happen? But it's also like, what... I'm going back to the question here. What is fate? Like,
people who
believe that, where do you how do you think that's happening? What is controlling fate? I don't understand.
Well, if we go back to Greek mythology, perhaps, I believe this might be the first instance of, like, the use of fate as a sort of device. And, you know, the three fates controlled the strand of your life, right?
Yeah.
Or at least influenced it enough that you were sort of compelled to follow that path. And then they cut the string and you die, I think. Is that how it works?
I don't know. But what do people think now, though? The planets. They think it's the planets.
They think it's the universe.
But how? That makes sense.
So I guess there's several different like trends going on here. I don't want to call them trends because they are the ways that some people choose to interpret the world, and it's not any more correct or incorrect necessarily than anything we believe. But you've got people that are like very into manifesting.
Which
sort of has a logic to it, right? So you put all of your energy into envisaging a future where you have a certain thing or you've achieved a certain goal.
Yeah, and I do think that has something to it, because I think if you start believing in something that hard, you are going to naturally start directing yourself towards it.
Yeah, if you no matter what, the psychology of it seems to suggest if you keep it in the forefront of your mind, you're going to, like you say, subtly move yourself towards it, which may help you achieve that goal. It may also not help you achieve the goal, which I guess is the downside.
Yeah.
But whether the manifesting actually has some sort of universal power intervention from a higher place, I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm not saying, oh, people are stupid. Like, how could you believe it? It doesn't make any sense. I'm saying I cannot comprehend what is happening. Like, it's cool that you believe that. I just don't understand. Like, I need an explanation. Somebody explain it to me, please. What is the logic? Like, where's it coming from?
I would love to hear from someone. Oh, wish we had callers in.
Yeah.
We need a guest.
Yeah. Because I just don't understand, like, a destiny. Okay, who's decided my destiny?
The universe. Well,
what does that mean?
If you take it to a religious perspective, right?
Yeah.
Then that does make more sense if you're believing in the, I don't know, some powerful god that influences your life.
But then, like, what little I know of religion. So, for example, Christians don't necessarily believe that God has set out a destiny for them, or that, like, things are controlled by fate, do they? It's more that, like, he can't, like, obviously God has influence over things, but you are still making your own choices.
Yes.
It's more directing you on how to make good choices.
I think it probably varies from, you know, Christian to Christian. But there's certainly people that, like, I've always found the idea of free will and then God's plan, I hit the mic, to be slightly counterintuitive, right? So you've got this idea of free will, like, God gave humans free will.
Yeah.
So you can do what you want, and the devil tries to tempt you, and God tries to keep you on the right track. Sure. And then you've got to earn your place. But then also God's plan, like, everything, when something bad happens, there's always a conversation about, like, a religious person might find comfort in the fact that God meant it to happen. And, you know, there is also a roundabout logic to that as well, where you're like, you know, bad things can happen, but maybe this prevented an even worse thing happening or whatever it is. It might not be solace much for you in the time, but, you know, we're all part of the universe. There's always a larger picture to be had, maybe.
I don't know. One thing I did used to sort of follow a little bit more when I was a child was more the idea of karma, right? So the idea that, like, if I did good things, I would get good things back.
Yeah, you treat people how you want to be treated. That has
I sort of used that idea to sort of make sure that I was doing good things for people, because I didn't want to do bad things. And so it was a sort of bargaining thing with myself, you know? It's like, no, you've got to do good things because then you get good things.
Yeah, I want good things.
Yeah, so stop it.
Well, I think a lot of religion is based off that idea, right? You got the eternal reward of heaven at the end of your life.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you do good things to get it. Is that really a selfless act?
That's why I kind of stopped liking that. It's because it's like, well, if I'm just doing that because I want something,
it has to be more to it, right?
Then maybe that's not the way forward for me. And maybe I should actually just be trying to train myself to think like a nice human being.
But then potentially some people would argue it doesn't matter why you did it. If you did a good thing, it's a good thing.
I don't know. We're going to just talk about certain things and then at the end, every time, just be like, I don't know.
I guess we should say neither of us are particularly religious, right? No. Just wanted to check. But I see why it is a comforting thought to have that idea. But I'm not sure. I think different people from different religions and different sects of the same religion would have different ideas about how exactly their future is laid out for them.
Mm.
What about horoscopes? What about the stars?
Look, I don't want to put people down.
I feel like this is one of the things that's most popular with our generation and younger again.
I just... how can it possibly have an impact on me as a person? Although, I do find it quite funny. It's one of those things I don't believe, but at the same time, when I'm on TikTok or something and people are like, this gives off Gemini energy, I'm like, You know,
fair enough. I mean, I've never been interested enough to like learn what that means. Like, I don't really know anything about the different signs.
And I know about some.
I've been told things about mine, whether they're true or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I can't remember what episode we were looking at that in.
Yeah, we looked that up, didn't we?
I can't remember.
But
you know, it's one of those things. How can it possibly impact things? The thing is, it's not the stars impacting it.
Mm.
But I do imagine that the time of year you are born will impact slightly on you as a person.
Yeah.
Just because of minor changes to your circumstances because of that. So,
sure.
Like, it impacts certain things slightly. Maybe it impacts your time at school. Because it might affect what year you're put in at school or how you're treated at school. Oh, you're the older one. You're the younger one in the class.
Yeah, that's true.
Little tiny little things about when what time of year you were born in might impact your personality. It ain't the stars, is it? At the same time, I do vibe with the Aries energy that I have.
Mm. Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, yeah, it's interesting what you say. Like, I do see that being born at different times of year probably does influence you. But then, even then, like, that's only within the same country or even same culture.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, if you're in America, I imagine it's very different. Well, maybe not even America, but, like...
I also think... Is astrology... Is astrology a slightly bigger thing in America?
I don't know. I can't tell, but I feel like it might be. It seems American.
I feel like it is.
I don't know where it started. Like, what? Where did it begin?
I don't know. I have no information on that. It's just a part of our lives.
It's just a part of our lives. I guess we're lumping this in with all other sort of mysticism, like tarot and psychic readings.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of... It does have similar connotations because the idea of fate, like, oh, something beyond your control has led you here.
Mm.
Similar sort of thing. They're saying that the stars have impacted me as a person and formed my personality, and that's beyond my control, you know?
Mm.
Same vibes.
Same as like a BuzzFeed quiz. It's like, what kind of bread are you? But I don't know, maybe we're being a bit harsh. We need more balance. We agree too much.
I need you to tell me what my future is, John.
Do you want me to read your horoscope?
I do.
Okay. Let me figure out how to do that. You're an Aries, right?
I am an Aries.
March 21st to April 19th. How do they decide these signs, by the way? Is that actually like a star?
I don't know.
I think that might be an actual astronomical thing because like...
Do you know what I don't understand is when they say, oh, I'm an Aries with a Pisces moon rising, whatever that bit is. Have you heard
I've never understood the moons. Moon sign. Let's look up moon sign. My very noisy keyboard.
Because I feel like that also impacts things.
The moon represents your essence, and in that sense, it's even more important than the sun.
Oh,
your personal moon sign is the zodiac sign that the moon was positioned in at the moment you were born. Okay.
But I don't know this, so I'm going to have to find out. Hang on.
Yeah, I need to find out now.
I don't know what time I was born at, though. I might have to message my mum. Going to message my mum. Live on the Friendship Quest.
Apparently, I'm a Capricorn moon.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
You're a Capricorn moon, which means your source of wealth is intertwined with time. It is by working on something over time that you become more abundant.
I'll go on astrology.com. Birth chart calculator. Why do you need my name?
I can pay $5 for 5 minutes to reveal my future.
Whoa! And it'll be something generic.
It'll be something applicable to anyone.
My Good. Moon is a Cancer.
Mm.
But I've also got, like, all the other planets as well, which I don't understand either.
Oh, so this one's saying I'm a moon. My moon sign is Aries.
I'm a rising moon sign as well.
So the moon
Your moon sign's an Aries?
Well, it's the one said Capricorn and this one says Aries. So I don't know.
Oh, what?
What does it mean? Wait, so you're a rising moon sign, so your moon
I'm a rising Cancer.
Does that mean the moon was rising when you're, like, in its cycle?
Yes, I think so. I don't understand. I don't know, right. I don't know if that tells anyone anything more about me, because I don't understand it. But give me my horoscope, John.
Okay, let's look at the actual horoscopes.
I'm ready to know my destiny.
Aries. Your horoscope for the 4th of November, giving it away when we're recording.
What?
There are moments when your clear thinking reveals your tremendous maturity. You're not a dreamer. So it's difficult to lead you into ambiguous situations. If you currently have sentimental affairs going on, this would be an excellent day to take stock, but try not to be too cold-hearted. Do you know what that means?
No, but what I do know is it's entirely wrong.
Oh no.
I don't know. It's talking about being, like, clear-minded and, you know, not dreaming and whatever. Like, I've been sat on my sofa the whole of this week not doing anything. I'm not clear-minded right now.
No.
Does it tell me anything else, John?
That so
maybe is truthful?
You've got some ratings out of five. Maybe if we paid more, like, money, we would get a better one. Try that.
No, please.
Your general mood is like the straight-lined mouse emoji.
Oh, it's, yeah, like, accurate. Meh.
So yeah. I think that's, yeah, there you go. Your hustle rating, you got your ratings for a few different things. Your hustle is 3 out of 5.
What does that even mean?
Like, you're ready to hustle? Like, you know, getting out there, go-getter, hustling, I don't know.
And wait, it was what?
3 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Success, 3 out of 5. So yeah, not nearly quite successful. Vibe, 3 out of 5. So you
my
know,
vibe does feel like a 3 out of 5.
Overall, you're not doing too bad.
Yeah, sort of middle ground. That's fair.
So it's like a meh day, I think.
Yeah.
So you don't have many of those. So it's pretty impressive that it managed to get you on this one.
Okay, I'm going to tell you yours.
Okay, let me know.
So, you're a Taurus, right?
I think so.
Yeah. In the past few days, you may have felt somewhat frustrated in your initiatives.
Oh, no.
Either outside obstacles, such as events that cause delays, or inner restraints, such as your apathy, presented a clear challenge. Before you can make any real progress, certain matters must be resolved. The day ahead may give you an opportunity to finally settle these issues.
You know, that is the funniest thing, because today I sent so many emails and I feel like I've really cleared, you know, the schedule.
Good job. I feel like that horoscope would match me.
Maybe you're a secret Taurus.
Maybe. I'm pretty close.
What else is there going on with me?
Your hustle. It's a 4 out of 5 job.
I'm a go-getter today. What can I say?
But your success.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. It's a 2 out of 5.
Oh, dear.
So you out here hustling, but it's not
to
so
no
much
avail.
Success.
That's so sad.
But your vibe is 3 out of 5.
Oh, okay. We're on the same vibe level. That's pretty good.
Oh, God. Right. This is my thing with horoscopes.
Okay.
They are made to be as generic as possible.
Yeah.
To try and fit as many people as possible. This goes for BuzzFeed quizzes as well.
Yeah,
you've
it's
ever
the
done
same,
a BuzzFeed
same logic.
Quiz
yeah.
And you go, wow, that answer fits me so well. Yeah, because they've written it to fit as many people as possible. Mm. So you can think about something that's happened and go, oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
that
like,
fits me.
Yeah. It's confirmation bias, isn't it?
Ooh, I can look at your monthly horoscope.
Ooh.
Oh, do you want to know what your horoscope is for November as a
okay,
whole?
That would be good, yeah. I'll tell you what yours is in a minute.
Oh, John.
What?
The most important month of 2021 has arrived for you.
Finally.
That's what it says. November significantly spots... Let me try that again. November significantly spotlights your relationships, as well as ushers in a newfound eclipse cycle that rapidly shifts your destined path.
Ooh. Going back to destiny already.
Yeah. The Sun, Mercury, and Mars all combine their strength in your solar 7th house this month. I don't know what that means.
No idea what that means.
Showing that you're deeply focused on working as a team or negotiating your progress forward side by side. You feeling like a team player?
I guess I must be.
The new moon on November 4th.
Oh!
Also falls in this sphere, opening the door for you to make long-term plans, move in, become engaged, or get married.
I'm going to do it tonight. It's finally time. Oh, no.
What else does it say? However, if you aren't in alignment, this month will surely shatter you apart, redirecting you like leaves cast into the wind.
That's not good at all.
No, it's not. You better make sure you're in alignment before you get married. Otherwise, you're going to shatter.
Oh, no.
This is a lunar eclipse. Is it a lunar eclipse?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. It just tried to make me pay. This is a lunar eclipse. Putting you in the center of the ring and propelling you towards your next big breakthrough. A major achievement, culmination, victory, or turning point may now be at hand. However, if you are not on the right path, a significant ending or revelation may appear, shocking you where you stand. I mean, this is what I'm saying. They're literally covering all bases. They're like, yes, wow, you're going to have such a great time. Unless you don't.
Unless you don't, it's going to be shocking.
Oh, in the months ahead, you will likely become deeply focused on an academic, travel, media, or spiritual endeavor that has the potential to become instrumental in your personal evolution. She will go retrograde next month, so tidy up the details now while you can.
I'm going retrograde. Oh, no. Oh, I love it.
That's your month's horoscope,
John. I mean,
John.
So far it's sounding pretty good. What I've learned from that is tonight's a new moon, so we should watch out for that outside. It's pretty exciting.
I know.
Yeah. Do you want to hear Aries for the month?
I absolutely do.
November has you going deep, Aries. With so much planetary activity stewing in your solar 8th house. You
that
are addressing...
so inappropriate.
You're addressing your inner needs. The new moon on November 4th could help you negotiate for more on a personal level, perhaps bringing you and an intimate partner more in alignment with you emotionally and sensually.
Okay.
It's getting very weird and specific. However, with Mars and Mercury also adding gasoline to the flames in this sector, you could also be focused on an investment or asset endeavor. Perhaps spending a great deal of money on a major line of credit or fighting to get approval for funds needed to take you further.
I don't have money.
A full moon lunar eclipse takes place on the 19th, bringing a destined shift to your solar second house of finances. It's all about money. You may hear news of a major opportunity to expand your income.
Oh, please.
Whether in the form of a raise, new job, or lucrative client.
I need it.
This is the first of several eclipses that will highlight your prosperity until the end of 2023.
Oh, thank God. 2023?
Yeah, it's planned it all out for you.
Oh my God.
Venus also brings sparkle to your professional life beginning this month as she cozies up with your solar 10th house of achievement on November 5th. That's tomorrow. This is the start of a long-term transit, likely putting you in the spotlight and highlighting your ambitions, credentials, and status. She goes retrograde next month, so do everything possible to lock down details on major projects and launches before her sleepy fog consumes your path. Also, with Mercury back on track this month, you can proceed with more confidence in all business affairs.
Oh, good.
It's so businessy.
I need it to be, because I need that money.
That is like quite a specific prediction, actually. So if...
Yeah.
This month, or specifically the 19th, that's when you get your new job. That would be pretty extraordinary.
I hope so.
You've got to report back on that.
I will. I absolutely will. You know what? I don't believe it, but it's also given me the drive and the
energy.
Maybe
that's what it's all about.
Maybe.
No, I mean, I guess this is a bit of fun, isn't it? At the end of the day. I think people, like you say, people like assigning personality traits to people based on their star sign is just like, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But then Aries are always like this.
There are people that don't, it's not a bit of fun.
No, there are people that seriously believe it and
yeah.
might be upset by it or, you know, it greatly affects how they feel at any particular
and
time.
And once again, please let me know how you think the stars impact us in this way. Like, is it cosmic energy? Like, what's happening? I would love to know.
Yeah, we'd like to know the mechanics behind it. And not... Educate us. Yeah.
So, what do you think, John? If you think... If we sat down and we went, no, we do have destinies.
Okay.
What do you think the universe has destined for you? What do you think your destiny is?
I guess... On a personal level, especially growing up, I haven't thought about it in a while, so I'm not sure how I think about it now. But like growing up, when good things happen to you, there's always a sense of like, that was meant to happen. Or like, if bad things happen, you're always looking for someone to blame. And I guess, you know, you could blame God or you could blame the universe. And it's always a sense of like, oh, why did this happen to me? It must have happened for a reason. And there's a lot of comfort in that. And I guess I still kind of believe that now. So, like, both of us have our aspirations of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my PhD now, so I want to become a scientist. I want to discover something. I want to win a Nobel Prize. Is that my destiny? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going to be in store? I'm scared to say it, because what if it doesn't come true?
Oh, no.
What do you think, Katie? Do you have a destiny?
I think either... I'm going to be the first ever sound designer to be on the Graham Norton Show.
Wow.
Or I'm going to lead humanity through the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, of course. It always comes back to that. Oh, no. If things start going well for you, I'm just going to be afraid of a zombie outbreak.
Well, no, because if things are going well for me, then that means I'm on track for Destiny 1. It's when things start going downhill that you need to worry about Destiny 2. Because I don't know where else the universe could be leading me at this point.
It's leading you somewhere.
A TikTok star? Maybe.
Could happen.
It won't.
How would you feel if you were a TikTok, like you did become like a really famous TikToker and then like you were put in one of those... You know, TikTokers have been in, like, some shows recently, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've hired TikTok stars as actors in some stuff.
I'd take that.
Is that the dream?
I mean, that would be the easiest way to go about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the dream. Look, if it gets me on the Graham Norton show, I don't care. I don't mind.
I'll kill 10 Graham Nortons to get on the show.
Oh, my God. Not Graham.
I didn't realise that was your most specific sort of...
That's my goal.
Okay.
What do you mean you didn't realise that?
Well, I knew you liked the Graham Norton show and would like to be on the Graham Norton show, but I didn't realise, you know, that was the end game of all of this.
Yeah, it is. I just think that's when I'd sit there and be like, oh,
I've done it.
I've actually done it.
That would be pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. I would cry a lot, so maybe not so good. Not.
Okay. Interesting.
We have not answered the question.
So, I've got an interesting take, I guess. I get a slightly different question, which might help direct us towards a conclusion. Okay. Is what do you think about determinism?
Isn't that like the same thing?
It's sort of similar, but it's more like, I guess, scientific, maybe? In the...
Is it, though?
So, you know, you can, I'm going to approach this from a very physics-y perspective, but let's say you can perfectly describe all of the particles in the universe from the moment of the start of the universe right up till now.
Mm.
And if you restarted the universe somewhere else with the same exact initial conditions and all the numbers are the same, would you end up exactly the same place here having this conversation? Was this always going to happen by the laws of physics or not? And some people believe in like a sort of soft determinism where, you know, everything you say is because I've said it, right? There's sort of like a weird, everything happens because of other things. It's all destiny.
Cause and effect.
It's cause and effect, right? And there's a sort of soft determinism where you have a little bit of wiggle room to like make your own decisions, or there's hard determinism where it's like, no, it's absolutely set. It's just too complicated for us to ever write down or understand, but it is already predetermined just by the laws of cause and effect. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you have to live your life like you have choices, right? You have to live your life like your choices matter, because otherwise, what's the point?
And then I feel like you get stuck in a sort of a paradox of thought where if you decide, oh, well, my choices don't matter, so I won't decide anything, then it's like, well, ultimately, that's
influenced decision. You. Yeah, that's why you're acting that way.
And then if you're going, oh, well, I'm making my own choices, and you keep making these choices, well, that could just be influenced what you're supposed to do. Like, there's stuck, like, either way.
It's really difficult because it's also the same thing as, like, why do bad people do bad things? Or, you know, are people really bad? Or, you know, did they, this set of circumstances that were out of their control lead them to these horrible things? And it's like, You got to punish bad people, I guess. But, you know, there's a thought of that all. You're only a few wrong turns away from being, you know, doing some terrible things. I don't know. Personally, I'm a bit of a determinist. I think, you know, you can't really control it. There's a lot of stuff from the start that you can't control. We don't understand all the laws of physics enough yet to say for sure. But it seems like everything sort of led up to this point, not by any will of the universe, but some random chance that was beyond our control. And that's sort of where we find ourselves. But you just got to, you know, get on with it and act like you do have choices to make. Because otherwise, what's the point?
I think that's sad.
It is sad. It's a sad thought. But, you know, I don't know if I can disprove it on its own. I think that's a pretty good conclusion. I don't know. Is there a destiny? Yeah. Yeah. Your life is going to happen, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but that's not destiny, is it?
And
I was going to ask you if you could think of some examples of when you thought, oh, this feels like fate.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like, because I've always been sort of going down an academic path, every time you succeed at something academically, it's sort of very confirming and saying, like, if this is what I'm aiming for and this is what I'm getting, if I've passed all these exams, then that's like, it's meant to happen, you know? I don't know if I've ever had a moment where it's like, wow.
You know when you hear about something that you haven't heard of in like 10 years,
yeah,
and then suddenly the next day you hear about it again?
Yes, I do know that.
Oh, what's going on there?
That is spooky.
And then there's tried to be some like psychological explanations where it's like, oh, because you heard it the first time.
Yeah, you start noticing
it. You just picked it out the second time. No.
That doesn't feel right, does it?
I heard it the first time because I haven't heard about it in about 10 years.
Yeah.
So why did it then crop up again the next day? That's uncalled for. Spook. That's
that
major spook.
No, there are pretty amazing coincidences. But you know what? With 7 point something billion people all living normal lives, if something weird doesn't happen to you once in a while, that would be even more weird, you know?
Like a student at work dislocated their knee.
Whoa.
The same day, my friend from Birmingham, completely different places, also dislocated her knee. I went on Twitter.
Whoa.
What's going on there?
There's too many
I've
knees.
I've never known anybody dislocate their knee. And then two people I know do on the same day.
You're waiting all your life for people to dislocate their knees and then two come along at once. What is this?
But that's pretty wild, though, isn't it?
No, that's a pretty big, spooky coincidence.
Just saying.
Do you think the stars are going around dislocating people's knees?
Yeah, I think so.
We finally cracked the code.
To crack the knees.
Crack the knees. That is pretty spooky. I can't think of any better examples, to be honest.
No, that's a pretty good example. I don't know
how I can top you, to be fair.
The universe is my friend.
And it breaks my friend's knees.
He doesn't break my knee, though.
It's true. What have we learned, Katie? Is this the end?
I think so.
I think we've covered some good topics.
I think what we've learned is don't hang around me because the universe might dislocate your knee.
Well, I think we've learned that, you know, there's some interesting ways to think about the world out there and how we might lead our lives. You know what I hate? Like, in this cafe, I can't remember where it was. It was a few weeks ago in a cafe. And they had this, like, wall art with just, like, it's like a piece of wall art which was just words, which is already not a good sign. But the words said, everything you've ever done in your life has led up to you reading this sign. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. Sure, it sounds deep, but, you know, it's true with everything. So everything you've ever done at home, dear listener, has led up to you listening to the Friendship Quest.
Yay!
And you're destined to listen again, hopefully.
And to leave us a comment.
Please leave us a comment.
On
please,
Spotify.
Please let that be your destiny. It doesn't matter if it's an angry comment about why we're not right about astrology. I want to know. Let me know. And don't forget, sometimes the stars shine brightest in the day.
They don't.
The sun does.
Oh. Oh, hang on a
wait
second.
Wait a minute there.
Wait a minute. What the heck
what
is
the
going
heck is
on?
That?